It was nearly a year ago that Governor Walker proclaimed Wisconsin is open for business. In order to reinforce that message, his administration successfully advanced a number of tax breaks to encourage businesses to hire and even relocate to the state. There was some bipartisan support for the incentives, although Democrats labeled them marginal and later blasted the governor and Republican lawmakers for slashing money from things such as education. Still, Walker maintains Wisconsin is in a much better place with a balanced budget and improved business climate. Is that the case? WUWM's Latoya Dennis posed the question to Abdur Chaudhry. He's chair of Marquette University's Department of Economics.
The state is not doing as well as we had expected early in the year. For example, you know, one of the main idea of Governor Scott Walker when he came to office was that he will create 250,000 jobs. But if you look at the last couple of months, we haven't created jobs. In fact, we have lost jobs. So I'm not sure whether he can achieve his objective of creating 250,000 jobs in the next 3 years.
What states seem to be having an easier time gaining jobs right now?
Illinois. Remember, a couple of months ago, the governor of Illinois, he raised income taxes from 3% to 5%, corporate tax from 5% to 7%. Everyone talked about the problem that will create for Illinois. Businesses will leave. But as it turns out, the results have been just opposite. If you look at just the last month, the latest figures that we have, Illinois has created more jobs than any other state in the union, while Wisconsin has lost more jobs than almost any other state in the union. So it seems that, you know, we are moving in a different direction.
Why do you think that is?
One of the things that we haven't attracted that many businesses, I would say, is, for example, when Governor Scott Walker came to office, most of the tax breaks that he gave, for example, corporate tax break that he gave, it affected large corporations but not the small and medium businesses, because the small and medium businesses pay income tax. So as a result, it didn't attract that many small and medium business, whereas large businesses are reluctant to come to states like Wisconsin. So I think our goal should be to attract more and more small and medium businesses from out of state. We haven't been able to do that.
So you said large businesses are apprehensive to move here. Why?
Wisconsin is a much smaller market. Also, because of the other infrastructures that we have, like, let's say, for example, the IT support that we can provide. If you compare Wisconsin with Iowa, for instance, Iowa is much ahead of us in terms of infrastructure support that they can provide to incoming businesses. So we do have some problem on the infrastructure side in order to attract large corporations. And also, there's another thing that is playing here is the uncertainty that we see in the economy, you know, the uncertainty among consumers, among businesses. So we do see a lot of businesses with cash in hand, but they're not investing because they're a little bit uncertain about what's going to happen next.
Besides the tax breaks for large corporations, breaks are also being offered for any business that creates work here, as long as they meet certain pay requirements. Have these job tax credits proved effective?
It hasn't worked, and so I think it's time to go and take a look at those, whether there is something else we could do instead of providing those type of incentives.
Why do you think they're not working?
Businesses look at the advantages and disadvantages of hiring more workers, and the incentives that has been given are not enough to cover the costs of hiring an additional worker.
A lot of people believe government doesn't create jobs.
Government doesn't create jobs, yes, but government can create an atmosphere where the private sector is inclined to expand their business, create more jobs. So private-public partnership helps to create an environment where, you know, the private enterprises can create more jobs.
Now, the Walker administration would tell you that's what it's doing. It's working on the business climate here to create more jobs.
That's basically what they have been saying. But if you look at the numbers that we see, we haven't got much result yet. So they might want to take a second look at what approach they're taking and where they need to change their approach slightly.
Is Wisconsin any better off than it was a year ago?
We are not that much better off today than we were a year ago. I didn't expect Wisconsin to turn around given what is happening at the national economy. And also another thing is, going forward, we do export a little bit to the European Union, for example, the countries in Europe. And given the problems in Europe, that may have some impact on the Wisconsin economy. About 2% of Wisconsin's GDP comes from our export to the European Union.
Abdur Chaudhry is chair of Marquette University's Department of Economics. He spoke with WUWM's Latoya Dennis as part of our Project Milwaukee series, State of Upheaval.